Good morning. Continuing Chayyolim, Kalam Dalet, Simon Dalet. So the Chayyolim over here wades into a big argument. Imatimer Makdimin Bekayitz, the Hispalo Kedem Shah Revia Leseska Kachavim, the Vicheshman Shah's Maniers. So they're going to, if they're davening before Plag, so the davening Mar before Plag, Mutashla Yispali Mohem, Vispalo Bezman of Yechidus. It's preferable not to daven with them, even though you're going to end up davening tefillah b'yichidus, that's still better than davening before plag. Now, b'filah b'di'evet, sorach l'achol l'hisbalo. And if they daven before plag, you're not yirtzei. So what's shot in the tzibur? Like the whole tzibur is doing something wrong? Like what's the scenario that he's talking about? So if you notice, the Chayyadim says the case is a shah revia plag mincha is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. He calculates that from Tesa Kachavim. So that's the opinion of the Rebbeinu Tam and the Ri, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Magen Avraham, etc. That you calculate the day from Alois in the morning until Tzeisah Kachavim at night. And Plag HaMincha is calculated from Tzeisah Kachavim. According to the Gaonim, the Gra, and others, you calculate the day for these purposes, from sunrise to sunset. So Plag HaMincha is calculated an hour and a quarter before sunset, not before Tzeisah Kachavim. The sun sets, it's still light out, so Tzeisah Kachavim is quite some time. So according to the Magen Avraham, and many Rishonim before him, the day is calculated until Tzeisah Kachavim, and Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before that, an hour and a quarter of the halachic hours. But according to the Gra, Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before sunset, which can be much earlier. So in the scenario, let's say for argument's sake, that sunrise is at 6 o'clock and sunset is at 6 o'clock. So according to the Gra, Plag HaMincha is 4:45 p.m. It's an hour and a quarter. The day is 12 hours from sunrise to sunset. So each Shah's Maniga is exactly 60 minutes. So an hour and a quarter is 1 hour, 60 minutes, plus another 15 minutes. So 4:45 is Plag HaMincha. According to the Magen Avraham, so we have to calculate on that day from Alois HaShachar until Tzeisah Kachavim. So let's just argue for a moment that Alois HaShachar is, if sunrise is at 6 o'clock, Alois HaShachar is possible to be at 4:30. It says the Kachavim is at sunrise at 6 o'clock. It says the Kachavim, according to the Rebbeinu Tam, is 7:30. So now, instead of having 12 hours in your day, you have 15 hours in your day. You have from 4:30 until 7:30. So you have an hour and a half before sunrise, an hour and a half after sunset, to make the calculation of Kachavim. Now, that's not exactly the correct numbers. I'm just giving, let's say, for an example. So you would divide 15 into 12 parts. So each hour is 1 hour and a quarter. So each hour is 75 minutes. Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter, so it's 75 minutes plus 1/4 of 75. Now, 75 does not divide evenly into 4, but 76 is 19. So we'll say 19. So Shah's Mani is an hour and 34 minutes is Plag HaMincha. So I look at 7:30, I subtract an hour and 34 minutes, and at 5:56, Plag HaMincha starts. Plag HaMincha starts 4 minutes before sunset. And the Sibra Domini is Avni Mara, but according to the Gra, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's after Plag, according to the Gra. It's an hour before Plag, almost, according to the Magen Avraham. So the Chayyim says, better daven Mechidus than to do like the Gra. So he's waiting until Major Machlokes over here, and he's saying if they're davening before an hour and a quarter from before Tzeisah Kachavim, according to this calculation, it's better to daven Yechidus than to daven Mincha Amarv at that point in time. So there's interesting language that the Shulchan Aruch writes in one place that the dinner of being Mekabel Shabbos early also is only after Plag. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, he says that sometimes Plag can be very, very close to sunset. So they've been davening Shabbos early when it's still the sun is still well into the sky, like many shuls do. They're relying on the opinion of the Grah, the davening Maariv after Plag HaMincha, based on the calculation of the sunrise to sunset. But according to many poskim, that's not possible to do. You cannot daven Maariv before Plag HaMincha. If you did, you're not yotzei. So what shot in the opinions which follow like the Grah? That's it. These are dinim d'rabbanan. When the daven Maariv itself is a d'rabbanan, when the daven Maariv is these older d'rabbanans. So the d'rabbanan, you can be mako to follow the opinion which allows you to daven even earlier. But the Chayyarim is possibly not like that. That is not correct to do so. Have a good morning.